I'd like to start with this song of thanksgiving. Let all things now living, a song of thanksgiving to God the Creator, triumphantly raise, who fashioned and made us, protected and stayed us, who still guides us on to the end of our days. God's banners are o'er us, the light goes before us, a pillar of fire shining forth in the night, till shadows have vanished and darkness is banished, as forward we travel from light into light. The law God enforces, the stars in their courses, the sun in its orbit obediently shine, the hills and the mountains, the rivers and fountains, the deeps of the ocean proclaim the divine. We too should be voicing our love and rejoicing with glad adoration. A song let us raise till all things now living unite in thanksgiving to God in the highest. Hosanna and praise. I feel so fat today. I feel so fat today. I don't know why I feel so fat. I just woke up that way. Don't give me a hamburger on a whole wheat bread. If I eat another corn dog, I'll surely wind up dead. The Doritos and the tater tots are going to my head. Well, just look at my belly, you can tell I'm well fed. I feel so fat, I feel so fat, I feel so fat today. I feel so fat today. I don't know why I feel so fat. I woke up that way. I'll need another belt notch if I have another beer. Calamari escargot, get it out of here. Not another English muffin. You want to know my greatest fear? It's that I'll wake up in the morning and won't fit into my mirror. I feel so fat, I feel so fat, I feel so fat today. I feel so fat, I feel so fat today. I don't know why I feel so fat. I just woke up that way. I feel so fat, I feel so fat, I feel so fat today. I feel so fat, I feel so fat today. I don't know why I feel so fat. I just woke up that way. My baby whispered to me, she said, it's only water weight. Don't eat so much salt and it could change your fate. I said, no, dear, it's the junk food that has me in this state. Is it in my mind or can you relate? I feel so fat, I feel so fat, I feel so fat today. I feel so fat, I feel so fat today. I don't know why I feel so fat, I believe. I don't know why I feel so fat. I just woke up, don't know why I feel so fat. I just woke up that way. Thank you. Well, I hope that I don't fall in love with you. Falling in love just makes me blue. The music plays and you display your heart for me to see. I had a beer and now I hear you calling out to me. And I hope that I don't fall in love with you. The room is crowded, people everywhere. And I wonder, should I offer you a chair? Well, if you sit down with this old clown and take that frown and break it, if all the evening's gone away, I think that we could make it. And I hope that I don't fall in love with you. The night does funny things inside a man. These old tomcat feelings you don't understand. I turn around to look at you. You light a cigarette. I wish I had the guts to bum one, but we've never met. And I hope that I don't fall in love with you. Does this song sound American? I can see you are lonesome just like me. And it being late, you'd like some company. I turn around to look at you, and you look back at me. The guy you're with, he's up and split. The chair next to you's free. And I hope that you don't fall in love with me. Well, it's closing time. The music's fading out. Last call for drinks, I'll have another stout. I turn around to look at you, you're nowhere to be found. I search the place for your lost face, guess I'll have another round. And I think that I just fell in love with you. Thank you. One of the few remaining forms of folk music besides television commercials in our and television theme songs in our culture is Christmas carols. For whatever reasons, we seem to all know the first verse of Joy of the World and Silent Night. So I play them all year round. But
I won't play them all night long. One of Tim and my favorite, I think I can speak for me, for you, can I?
Always.
One of, always, yes. One of our favorite people in history is Napoleon Bonaparte.
Go Nape.
Yes, our man Nape. It's in the B section.
Oh, that's right.
The reason we found all these is because this book's in alphabetical order, and they all start with Bonaparte's this and Bonaparte's that.
about Bonaparte crossing the Rhine.
I thought it was Napoleon at breakfast this morning. There's reasons why we play music instead of tell jokes. So we can tell jokes. Or close to that anyway. Tim, what do you call a do you know what you call a stick of dynamite in a kitchen? This next one's my favorite because this is a part of history that's not that I never heard about, but
I hadn't heard about it either until I heard this song, and then I knew all about it. This song tells all about it.
This is called
you may have noticed being up at Holden, two things that get a lot of play are Scandinavians and the Cascade Mountains. So we try to give extra time to French people in the Rocky Mountains.
It's
important to me.
Oh, me too. Equally.
Equally. It's just as important to you as to me.
Oh, probably.
Maybe more. So, you want to introduce this?
Oh, Bonaparte crossing the Rocky Mountains.
This is recorded on Kicking Mule Records. On the melodic Clawhammer Banjo is the name of the album. If you want to pick it up, it'll sound just like this. And it tells the whole story.
Okay. One, two, three, four.
We better play Bonaparte's Retreat again.
Bonaparte had Bonaparte's a lot Retreat. Of problems there.
Is that it?
I think that's it.
It's not easy crossing the Rocky Mountains.
It's difficult.
Equipment failures and the high altitudes, I think.
Conveniently now, Tim is going to play a song without me.
Play a Tom Paxton song. It's the only Tom Paxton song I know. It's the only song I know on the guitar. So that's why I picked this particular song. And I hope you like it, because it's all you're going to get from me. And it has a nice chorus that a lot of you probably already know, so feel free to sing along on that. Still never figured out how to tune a guitar. This isn't it. So all of you people out there who do know how to tune a guitar, just sort of ignore me for a few minutes. I always put it in tune early and hope it'll stick, and it never does. Raise your hand if this really upsets you. Okay, I'll keep working on it. Ralph told me to stall. Is that the right string? I grew up playing trumpet, and I can tune a trumpet, but strings sound really different. Trumpet, you only need to tune one string at a time. I mean, that's not right, is it? I was probably in tune when I started. Can never get that string, I don't know. How many people does that, oh, that upsets me. The truth is I can tune this in an instant. I'm just waiting for Rolf. As soon as he gives me the go ahead, I'll just throw it into tune and go. I think I'm getting there. Uh-oh, pressure's on. I'm gonna go with it. I think Tom Paxton usually plays this a little out of tune. It adds color. They do that with organs, you know. They tune organ pipes purposely a little out of tune to give them color, some of them. That's true. True story. Was a lesson too late for the learning, made of sand, in the wink of an eye my soul is turning, in your hand, in your hand. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? I could have loved you better. I didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. You've got reason aplenty for going. This I know. This I know.
For the weeds, they have been steadily growing. But please don't go, please don't go, please don't go. And are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? I could have loved you better, I didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. Now as we walk, all my thoughts go a-tumbling round and round, round and round. And underneath my feet the subways are rumbling underground, underground. And are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? I could have loved you better, I didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. And as I lie in my bed in the morning, without you, without you, each song in my breast it lies a-born in. Without you, without you, without you. And are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? I could have loved you better, I didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. Sing that with me the last time. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? I could have loved you better, I didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind.
Next couple songs are songs I made up. This is the new one.
Right there.
This is about waking up in the morning and not having any coffee in the house. If you ever see me around 7:05, you'll know something about this song. Oh, my alarm went off this morning. Picked myself out of bed. The sun busted in my window and kicked me in the head. So I started rubbing my eyeballs till my whole body turned bloodshot red. Cause when I don't get my cup of coffee, I could just as soon, I'd be better off if I was dead.
So I headed for that percolator. I didn't need no excuse. I had the shakes, so shakety I couldn't even tie my brand new Nike tennis shoes. And when I got to the cupboard, just like Mother Hubbard, all those South American Wonder Beans had done been used. I can't remember the last time I felt so bad. I've got those caffeine junkie blues. Okay, you're allowed to move now. Well, I finally got my Nikes laced up halfway and I headed out my door. What do you think I see staring me in the face but a 7-Eleven store? You never run out of coffee these days. There's always a 7-Eleven within about a block and a half of every civilized place. Came to my surprise, though, to find the girl of my dreams behind the counter. I said, honey, I'll be yours if you'll pour me a 45 center. She said, don't call me honey, and it's gone up to 60. Wake up, Marcus. Come on, Marcus, wake up. Get this boy some coffee. I started when I was 5. I don't want a microwave burrito or a granola bar. Not even a big gulp. A Mountain Dew is gonna take this boy very far. Come on, can't you just pour me a small? We're out of smalls. Nothing else would do. I can't remember the last time I felt so bad. Well, come on, look at me. I feel bad. I've got those caffeine junkie blues. Thank you. Next song, here's Chris Borges. This is part of the Holden Village Guitar Corps. You know, that salad you had for lunch this afternoon was put together by the Holden Village Apple Corps. Thank you. We were competing with jugglers that were juggling fire and tightrope walkers and magicians, and so it's important to do flashy things like learn how to play the harmonica and the guitar at the same time. It's those quarters, a gonna get me through. It's those quarters gonna get me through. It's those quarters gonna get me through. It's those quarters gonna get me through. You know it rained all week, I didn't work too hard today. Don't need to tell me sitting round this corridor playing on my guitar. Don't pay still, it's round 6:30. I find myself sitting on the 7B headed downtown to a dive cafe. Bert's on Broadway. Bert's was having a macaroni and cheese special. All the macaroni and cheese you could eat and all the asbestos-filled water. Have you been to San Diego? All the asbestos-filled water you can drink for $1.25. Just 5 quarters to get me through this rainy day. Hang on, Marcus, your turn's next. It's those quarters that are gonna get me through. It's those quarters gonna get me through. Let me tell you about a Friday night in Ocean Beach when around 11:30 at night, people were starting to line up to go in and see the midnight showing of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. So me and my buddy showed up and we played for him. This guy walks up, he's followed by his 9 little children. They looked a lot like these. They were all wearing capes. They each had reached into their cape pocket and pulled out a quarter and threw it in my case. And I said, good God, I didn't know I had that much good karma in the bank. I thought I was overdrawn. No, I'm overdrawn now. Thought I was overdrawn. Let's try that part. No, I'm overdrawn now. Thought I was overdrawn. No, I'm overdrawn now. Thought I was overdrawn. No, I'm overdrawn now. Okay, that's enough. Well, rarely had I seen such a fortune accrue at such a short amount of time. So I'd heard somewhere that money corrupts. So I wanted to think about this and spend this money wisely. So I thought, and I thought some more, and I thought, and I thought, and I thought, and I thought some more. Finally, I decide, gonna take those quarters downtown, gonna get me on a Greyhound, gonna take a ride, gonna go up and see my sweet Maureen. Maureen, my Marine, she lives in Oceanside. Oh, Maureen, you should have seen her before she cut her hair. She was a head cheerleader before she traded her pom-poms in for a pistol. Well, now, this took place during what historians will probably refer to as the Iranian crisis, and I was aghast at the reaction of my friends at Aquacraft Incorporated Diving Accessory Warehouse, where I had worked, to the Iranians in the United States. T-shirt salespeople and button makers were making a fortune on anti-Iranian slogans. Well, I was getting pretty excited getting up there near Oceanside and pull into the bus depot, and there I see Maureen with a Iranians Go Home bumper sticker plastered across her Marine hat. I did some quick thinking and I decided to hide in the rear of the coach in the bathroom and until she was gone, and I took the next bus back to San Diego, where I was promptly greeted by a man in a light green polyester suit with black shoes and a belt, a white belt, trying to sell me a copy of the Watchtower magazine for 25 cents. Now that was a medium that I understood, so I bought me a copy. I read it cover to cover. And on the back page there was this little out of place advertisement. Safeway was having a wheatberry bread special for 4 loaves for 99 cents. 4 loaves for 99 cents. Now, you know, wheatberry bread's my favorite kind of bread. Uh-oh. What I like about wheatberry bread is that it warns you before it's ready to come out of the toaster.
when those wheat berries start popping, you don't pull that toast out, it's the smoke alarm's gonna go off pretty soon. Well, Safeway didn't open till 9 a.m., but me and my buddy showed up around 7:30, and by 8 o'clock, the parking lot was full, and people were lined up and down the street waiting to buy up that wheat berry bread. So we played for them. By 10:30, all the Oro wheat berry bread was gone, and we had a whole banjo case full of quarters. It's those quarters are gonna get me through. It's those quarters. Who are these people? Gonna get me through. Any of these your kids? These quarters gonna get me through. It's those quarters gonna get me through. It's those quarters gonna get me through. I think they're getting bored. It's those quarters gonna get me through. It's those quarters gonna get me through. It's those quarters. Come on up here. These are the Holden punks. Okay, this is a song. This is a song that a friend of mine made up when I was in a mock punk band called the Yuh-uh-uhs in Minneapolis. And it's a song called Bob. Bob is a plant in my room. Bob is just a figment of my doom.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Bob is a plant in my room. I water Bob every afternoon.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Just the other day,
uh-oh,
I saw Bob.
Uh-oh.
I said, Bob.
Bob?
What's it like to be a plant? What's it like to shun romance? What's it like to never sweat? Really, really cool, I bet. What's it like to be so green? What's it like to be so mean? I don't care. I don't know.
Joe
is a dog in my yard. Joe is kind of funny. He's quite a card.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Joe is a dog in my yard. Joe eats meat, but he won't touch lard.
No, he won't. No, he won't.
Just the other day,
I
saw Joe. I said, Joe. What's it like to be a dog? What's it like to chase frogs? What's it like to chew on bones?
Easy,
na 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 na. Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear.
Go ask Claire.
Claire was a mouse in my flat. Claire was eaten Tuesday by the cat. Get out of here.
This could happen to your kids. You're gonna hear a few songs from Chris Borges.
And there's no way I could follow that. Oh, gee. I guess I should thank Walt for inviting me to be a part of this cultural event, rescuing me from underneath the buses all week. This is kind of a punk rock type of song, one of the earlier examples of that genre. It was written in the 30s or 40s, and it's kind of, it's sort of in honor of today being Carnivore Day at Holden for the barbecues here. At least it has to do with meat. It's called One Meatball. Up and down to find an eating place in town. He searched the menu through and through to see what 15 cents could do. One meatball, one meatball. Well, he couldn't afford but one meatball. He the waiter near at hand the simple meal he had planned. The guests were startled, one and all, to hear that waiter loudly call, one meatball, one meatball. Well, this here gent wants one meatball. Well, little man felt very bad. One meatball was all he had. And in his dreams he hears that call. Ya gets no bread with one meatball. One meatball, one meatball. Well, you get no bread with one meatball. One meatball, one meatball. You get no bread with one meatball. Thanks. Rolf was right. He said you would like that one. See, If I could read music, I would probably be a classical guitarist. But in lieu of that, I sort of play pseudo-classical finger-picking type of things. And Rolf said, well, you know, they're used to, most people are used to like a couple of murders every minute on the television, and, you know, they don't want to play too much. So he said, play a no-brainer. So that's what it says on the program notes, no-brainer. This one is, I don't know if it has any brains or not. It's written in honor of those 20-pound sacks of number two potatoes that when you buy them, they, by the time you get to the end, they start rotting. And helped me get through college, combined with a lot of other stuff in exotic hash brown recipes. This is called the hash brown slap.
Everybody stretch for a second here. Come on. Will the congregation please rise?
All right. Uh-oh, they're all weak. We're only about a third over, so...
Wrong. The reggae's coming up real soon, and then...
Whoa.
Won't be long now.
This is a song that reminds me of traveling a lot, seeing all the people in the bus stations and things like that. A lot of times I take the bus up to Holden, and I'll spend about 30 hours on the bus and go into a traveling coma and finally get here. And yeah. It's called Loner. Down at the bus station, shock rims and sandpaper conversation, men's faces, women's bodies on the magazine stand. Headline of Sarajevo and Tehran. I'm a loner with the loner's point of view. I've always been a loner. Now I'm in love. Radiant angels, they are earthly slaves. They are just predators moving through their endless days. Days of striving, nights of novocaine. But it's never gonna give them freedom from their pain. Oh, I'm a loner with a loner's point of view. I've always been a loner. Now I'm in love with you. Wild shadow, acid burn, opening eyelids, no more hurt. In the elevator, in the empty hall, how am I ever gonna hear you when you call? I'm always living and I always die beneath the horizon of your eyes. I'm a loner with
with the loner's point of view. I've always been a loner. Now I'm in love with you.
Thank you.
This one, hi there. We're going to do about four reggae songs. Reggae, for those of you who aren't familiar with it, is a music of Jamaica, of the primarily the black peasants of Jamaica, and they use a lot of images, and they also have a religion that goes with it, and a lot of images of Hebrew people being a people transported from Africa to Jamaica forcibly. And they refer to Babylon as the captivity they are experiencing yet today, and Zion as Africa. So there's a lot of references of reuniting Africa and of African ancestry, and it's also a very hopeful people. It's not a blues. It's a dance.
Cause we're moving right out of Babylon. Africa, unite. You know we're going to our Father's land. Africa, unite. Cause the hour is getting late. How good and how pleasant it would be before God and everyone to see the reunion of all Africans. Well, I'll tell you who we are under the sun. We are the children of the Kaya woman. We are the children of the Rasta man. Africa, unite, cause we're moving right out of Babylon. Africa, unite. You know we're going to our Father's land. Africa, unite. You know the hour is getting late. How good and how pleasant it would be for God and everyone. See the reunion of all Africans. Well, I'll tell you who we are under the sun. We are the children of the Kaya woman. We are the children of the Rasta man. unite. Africa, unite.
On the rivers of Babylon, where we sat down, and there we wept when we remembered Zion. For the wicked carry us away captivity, require from us a song. How can we sing King Alpha's song in a strange land? So let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Bride. On the rivers of Babylon, where we sat down, and there we wept when we remembered Zion. For the wicked carry us away captivity, require from us a song. How can we sing King Alpha's song in a strange land? So let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Bride. On the rivers of Babylon, where he sat down, and there we wept when we remembered Zion. For the wicked carry us away captivity, require from us a song. How can we sing King Alpha's song in a strange land? So let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Bride.
Thank you. The next song is also a Jamaican song by a man named Jimmy Cliff. He's talking about the peasant from the country moving to the city, trying to make a change, and how difficult it is in Kingston, and how often the peasant comes and finds themselves in transition. It's called Sitting in Limbo. Sitting here in limbo, but I know it won't be long. I'm just sitting here in limbo, like a bird without a song. Well, they're putting up resistance, but I know that my faith will lead me on. I'm just sitting here in limbo, waiting for the dice to roll. I'm just sitting here in limbo, got some time to search my soul.
Well, they're putting up resistance, but I know that my faith will lead me on. I don't know where life will lead me, but I know where I've been. I can't say what life will show me, but I know what I've seen. Tried my hand at love and friendship, but all that is past and gone. This little boy is moving on. Sitting here in limbo, waiting for the tide to flow. I'm just sitting here in limbo, knowing that I have to go. Well, they're putting up resistance, but I know that my faith will lead me on. I don't know where life will lead me, but I know where I've been. I can't say what life will show me, but I know what I've seen. Tried my hand at love and friendship, but all that is past and gone. This little boy is moving on. Sitting here in limbo, waiting for the tide to flow. I'm just sitting here in limbo, knowing that I have to go. Well, they're putting up resistance, but I know that my faith will lead me on. Well, they're putting up resistance, but I know that my faith will lead me on. Well, they're putting up resistance, but I know that my faith will lead me on. No woman, no cry. No woman, no cry. No woman, no cry. No woman, no cry. 'Cause I remember when we used to sit in a government yard in Trenchtown, observing the hypocrites mingle with the good people we meet, yeah. To the friends we have and the good friends we have lost along the way. In this great future, you can't forget your past. So dry your tears, I say, no woman, no cry. No woman, no cry. No woman, no cry. No woman, no cry. Thank you.
I remember when we used to sit in a government yard in Trench Town. And then Georgie would make the firelight, I say, like a wood a burning through the night. And we would cook our cornmeal porridge, of which I share with you. My faith is my only carriage, so I got to push on through. But while I'm gone, everything's gonna be all right. 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 So no woman, no cry. No woman, no cry. No woman, no cry. No woman, no cry.
Okay, we got two more songs for you. The first one's by a band from England.
Speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me. Speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Speaking words of wisdom, let it be. When the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. Though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. There will be an answer, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. There will be an answer, let it be.
shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome someday. We'll walk hand in hand. We'll walk hand in hand. We'll walk hand in hand someday. Oh, deep in my heart, their turn, go. Shall overcome.
We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome someday. Oh,
thank you. Thank you.